the cost of energy and childcare, reaction to President Michael D. Higgins' criticism of the government's security forum, and Leona Maguire's win in Michigan. Those are some of the stories covered on today's front pages. The Irish Independent reports that about 130,000 homeowners who have been paying discounted rates on electricity or gas bills since switching supplier last year could be in for a shock over the coming weeks as their discounted period expires. Charlie Weston reports that this could be somewhat offset by a reduction in the price of wholesale electricity being passed on to consumers, with price cuts of up to 20% in the autumn. Writing in the Irish Times, Jennifer Bray quotes the Taoiseach casting doubt on the likelihood of a 25% cut in childcare costs in the budget, which had been expected after Minister for Children Roderick O'Gorman said last year that he wanted to see a 50% cut in the cost of childcare between last year's and this year's budget. The government's response to comments made by President Michael D. Higgins in an interview in yesterday's Business Post, criticising the government's forum on international security, which begins this week, generates the lead story in today's Irish Examiner. Ciara Phelan quotes remarks made by the Taoiseach in a statement issued yesterday, saying that it could be a mistake for Ireland to shy away from re-examining its security and defence policies given Russia's war in Ukraine. Phelan also quotes former Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan describing President Higgins' criticism of Louise Richardson as chair of the forum as unnecessary, unfair and disappointing, and Minister of State Neil Richmond remarking that the President had gone close to stepping over the line in terms of his authority to make such comments. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail talks to pharmacists about measures needed to tackle the medicines shortage. The Irish Daily Mirror runs with the story on its front page about the increase in the number of women and girls being killed in Ireland. Speculation that Liam Brady is to step down as a football pundit with RTE after tonight's game against Gibraltar receives coverage on the front of both the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. And the Irish News builds its lead story around criticisms levelled at the DUP's decision to boycott Stormont by UUP leader Doug Beattie. Back in the front of the Times, there's a picture there of Bono speaking at last night's closing event of the Dalkey Book Festival in Dublin. The picture in the front of The Independent is of Cavan woman Leona Maguire, who won her second title on the LPGA Tour yesterday in Michigan. A number of today's papers report on an extraordinary story about a 76-year-old woman in Ecuador who had been declared dead and spent 5 hours in a funeral parlour but was let out after she was heard knocking from inside her coffin. After spending 7 days in intensive care, the woman died over the weekend. Lorna Siggins has an interview in today's Independent with Dr. Marion Broderick, who has just retired after 42 years working as a GP on the Aran Islands. Another impressive woman who's recently retired, High Court Judge Miss Justice Deirdre Murphy, is interviewed by Mary Carolyn in today's Times. She expresses a range of views about what she describes as the broken legal system, the increasing corporatisation of law and monopolies of big law firms. And finally, the Times also carries another story on the same page about an Irish woman in Paris who's giving up her job as one of the principal dancers at the Moulin Rouge to become a lawyer. 31-year-old Claudine Vandenberg Cook from Sutton in North Dublin, who has been working as a dancer at the club for the past 11 years, tells Sharon Gaffney that she's quitting dancing to follow her newfound passion for law.